with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Rochester.
Good morning, boss. How'd you do at the wedding last night?
Oh, it was... Wait a minute. Rochester, how'd you know I went to a wedding?
Well, I overheard you on the phone last night and you were dickering about the prize.
Well, how'd you know I played my violin at a wedding?
Well, for $3, I knew it wasn't the Hollywood Bowl.
All right. I'll never take that kind of a job again. What a wedding. What people. I not only got home at 4:00 in the morning, but I haven't even got the $3.
Why? What happened?
While I was kissing the bride, the groom picked my pocket. But maybe he needed it. Anyway, Rochester. Rochester, who's at the piano playing my song?
I don't know.
Well, let's go see. Look, it's Polly. Polly, you play Daddy's song on the piano.
She can sing it, too.
She can sing it?
When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you. When you ask me to forgive you, I'll return.
Rochester. She knows the words and music perfectly. Where'd she see a copy of my song?
I lined the bottom of a cage with it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I thought you always covered the bottom of Polly's cage with the funny papers.
I had to stop. Little Orphan Annie had her in tears.
Well, that's about the silliest. Rochester, put Polly back in her cage. I'll get the door.
Like the swallows at Serrano, return to Capistrano for you.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Mary. Come on in.
Jack, I've got to tell you the cutest thing that happened on my way over here.
What? What was it?
Well, it was a nice day, and I thought I'd walk. Uh-huh. And as I came down Wilshire Boulevard, I was standing on the curb waiting for the traffic. When a little fellow came up to me and said, "May I help you across the street?"
Uh-huh.
And Jack, he was so cute, I couldn't refuse. I gave him my hand, and we walked across. Then we got to the other side, he kissed me.
Oh, that's cute. This little boy kissed you?
What little boy? He's a jockey at Santa Anita.
No.
I had to lift them up yet.
Well, Mary, that'll teach you to... Oh, for heaven's sake, there's that bird again.
Jack, isn't that your song?
Yeah, Polly learned how to play my song on the piano. She won't stay in her cage. Rochester, get Polly back in her cage.
Okay. Come on, get away from the piano. Come on, get away from the piano.
Si, senor.
Now she thinks she's Hosea Turby. Sometimes that bird doesn't... I'll answer, Rochester.
Oh, how do you do, sir? Would you like to buy some magazines?
No, Dennis.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny. Would you like to buy some magazines? I've got Look, Collier's, and Red Book.
Dennis, how come you're selling magazines?
Well, my father is out of work, my brother is laid up with a broken leg, and my sister's husband ran away and left her with two starving children.
Wait a minute. Dennis, did your father lose his job?
No.
And your brother, he broke his leg?
No.
And your sister's husband ran off? Dennis, you haven't got a sister, have you?
No.
Then why did you tell me such a story?
If you were sympathetic instead of nosy, you'd buy a magazine.
Now look, Dennis.
Jack, who's out there?
One of the happiness boys. Look, Dennis, as long as you stop by, how about coming in and let me hear the song you're going to do on the program?
Okay.
Hello, Dennis.
Want to buy a magazine?
No, she doesn't want to buy a magazine. And I don't want to hear another word about magazines. Now, what song are you going to sing?
Let Me Call Your Sweetheart.
Well, cut that out! Just sing your song, Let Me Call Your Sweetheart.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. When they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in my hand, let's run here and there all around the square, playing catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop! Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. I'll be back again someday.
That was very, very good, Dennis. You sang that beautifully.
Oh, yeah?
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
You're just trying to be nice to me because you didn't buy a magazine.
Look, Dennis, I'm not trying to be nice to you. And as far as the magazines are concerned, you didn't... Rochester! Rochester, get Polly back in her cave.
Okay, come on, Polly, get away from that piano. I said get away from that piano. Come on, now.
Rochester, what was that?
Jose just laid an egg.
An egg? Did you catch it?
Like the swallows at Serrano is in the frying pan.
Well, good, good. You know, Mary, you won't believe this.
Hello, anybody home?
Huh? Oh, hello, Phil, we're in the den.
Hiya, Jackson, the reason I... Well, as I live and breathe, Mary.
I'd like to live too, so breathe the other way.
Well, Dolphin... Good for you, Dal. Good. What do you want, Phil?
Well, the reason I dropped over was...
Hello, Phil.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
You want to buy a magazine?
Dennis, now why don't you go home? Now, Phil, what is it?
Well, look, Jackson, after the rehearsal yesterday, I got to thinking, and you said the program was too long and you'd like to make some cuts.
That's right. We'll have to take out about, oh, I'd say about 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at, Jackson. Rather than sacrifice any of my sparkling dialogue, I can get the time out of my music.
Really?
Yeah, certainly. You see, I can cut the allegro movement of my orchestra number and just leave the pizzicato for the violins.
Well, yes. Yes, you could.
And then you see, if I have to, I can fade the last 8 measures of pianissimo and segue to the andante.
Well, what do you think, Mary?
You're not going to get me into this.
Well, I think it's a very good suggestion, Phil, but we'll only do it if we're stuck for time, you know?
Hey, Jackson. Well, hey, ain't it funny how we fool our audience and make them think that I'm a dumb guy who don't know nothing about music?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's show business.
Yeah. You know, Jackson, sometime I'd like to play something classical just to show the people I can do it.
Well, that would be a surprise, Phil. Now, what would you play?
Oh, I don't know. Something by Rimsky-Korsakov or Beethoven or Schubert or Willie Hoppy.
Willie Hoppy? But Willie Hoppy, he's a billiard champion. What song did he ever write?
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Filthy, you started out as a lousy band leader. Now you're the king of comedy, you
Mary, did you hear that?
I'm still sick from letting me collar your sweetheart.
I don't blame you. Phil, do me a favor, will you? Take Dennis and go home.
Okay, come on, Collier. Let's be.
Okay, Clyde. So long, Mr. Benny.
So long. You know, Mary, when I got out of bed, I thought I'd be able to relax today, but this house is worse than a bus station.
Well, Jack, if you really want to have some fun, why don't you go to the Belmont Theater and see that new Lou Holtz Burt Wheeler show, Merry-Go-Round?
Say, I got tickets to that for Saturday night, Mary, and I hear it's terrific. I'll tell you what. Let's go to a movie tonight, huh? What's playing?
Well, I don't know. Let's go down to Hollywood Boulevard and take a look.
Okay. Oh, the air sure smells good tonight.
Yeah, that rain we had really cleared things up.
You know, the smog has been so heavy lately, you could almost cut it with a knife.
You know, Jack, since the smog cleared away, I learned something very interesting about that 6-story building on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
What about it?
It's 12 stories.
No kidding. Here, Mary, let me take your arm while we cross the street.
Well, Jack, you can't cross now. The light's against you.
Never mind. Come on, let's go.
But, Jack...
Come on.
Oh, brother, what you won't do since you joined the Blue Cross.
Blue Cross. I was in a hurry. Now, come on, let's make up our mind about what picture we want to see.
Well, I hear the Blue Veil is wonderful. Jane Wyman and Charles Laughton are in it. How about that?
Well, all right, but I'm a little peeved at Jane Wyman. Now, she's been acting so stuck up since she won the Academy Award.
Well, I've never noticed any change in her.
Well, I have. A couple of weeks ago, she passed me on the street, didn't even say hello to me.
Well, Jack, did she ever speak to you before she won the Oscar?
Well, come to think of it, no. But she could at least...
Jack, look what's playing here at Grauman's Chinese. Golden Girl, and Dennis Day is in it.
Oh, yes. Let's go in and see it.
Okay.
I'll get the tickets this time.
How many, please?
2 in the balcony.
I'm sorry, we don't have one.
Gee, that's funny. I always thought this theater had a balcony.
So did I until the smog cleared.
No kidding.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder what happened to all those people I sent up there.
I'm sure I don't know. Two regular seats, please.
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Thank you.
Tickets, please.
Here you are.
You'll find seats in the center aisle.
Thank you. Come on, Mary.
Gee, it's so dark in here, I can hardly see.
That's all right, Mary. Here comes the usherette with a flashlight.
May I help you, please?
Yes, yes, we'd like two seats.
Follow me. How far down?
Oh, about midway.
Yes, sir. Center or on the aisle?
In the center, please.
Yes, ma'am.
See, Mary, we're lucky. We came in during the travelogue.
Here we are. Will these two seats do?
Oh, they're fine.
I'm so glad. Here, miss, let me help you off with your coat. Oh, there you are.
Thank you.
Now let me help you with your coat, sir. Oh, there you are.
Well, thank you.
Now pucker up.
Pucker up?
Yes. I'm going to kiss you. Here.
Say. What is this?
Since television, we're giving all the service we can.
Well, sit down. Sit down.
And so it is with heavy heart that we say farewell to the picturesque little town of Serrano. Beautiful Serrano, from whence the swallows came.
Whence?
Yes, whence. Let's watch the show.
Feature starting.
Yeah. Gee, this woman sitting in front of me. She's wearing such a big hat, I can hardly see anything.
Well, ask her to take it off.
Yeah, I will. Excuse me, madam. I can't see the picture. Would you please remove your hat?
No, I won't.
Look, madam, all I said was...
Quiet!
Jack, that lady's voice, it sounded familiar.
I know, I've heard it before, but I can't seem to remember.
Quiet back there! I want to enjoy my son's picture!
Jack, it's Dennis's mother.
Say, that's right.
Well, I'm surprised that she's here. I thought she was out of town.
Well, she came back. You see, the abalone diving season is over.
Jack. Maybe if you speak nicely to her and tell her who you are, she'll take off her hat.
I'll try. Excuse me, Mrs. Day. I'm Jack Benny.
Who gave you the passes?
No one gave me passes. I bought my own ticket, and I bought one for Miss Livingston, too.
Well, ain't you the sporty one?
Now, look, Mrs. Day. Cut out that talking.
Jack. Jack, let's watch the picture.
Well, all right.
Oh, look. There's Dennis on the screen now. Gee, he's cute.
Mary, are you sure we've come to the right picture?
Well, certainly. Why?
Well, look at the screen. Dennis is wearing the blue veil.
You're looking at him through his mother's hat.
Yeah, I wish I could see.
Oh, Jack, stop complaining. There's a tall fellow sitting in front of me, too.
It's me, Mary.
Dennis, how come you're so tall?
I'm sitting on my magazine.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Dennis, do you mean you've been sitting there all the time? Your mother's been fighting with me?
Uh-huh.
I spend my good money to see your picture, and you sit there and let your mother say the most awful...
Shut up!
What?
You heard her. She said, ah, shut up!
I'm not going to shut up. I came here to see a movie, and I'm not going
hey,
to...
Hey, throw that bum out!
What?
You heard me, bum!
Bum? What do you think? think you're talking to?
You, and if you don't shut up, I'll punch you right in the nose.
Well, I don't care if you do. I belong to the Blue Cross. Come on, Mary, let's go.
Can't get over it. If I told him once at the studio, I told him five times. I said, call up your wife. Let's not barge in on the little woman. Why, it's going to rain, all right. I can't get over that guy. I begged him. I pleaded with him. Don, I said. I said, don't barge in on the little woman. Call her up. Let her know we're coming. I knew it. I knew. Well, here it comes. I'm going to get soaked. Oh, the heck with Wilson. I'm going to walk right in that house, ready or not. He thinks I'm going to stand...
Come up, buddy.
Huh?
You heard me. Stick him up.
Stick him up? Are you a burglar?
I ain't the Count of Monte Cristo.
Now, look, mister.
Come on, come on. Where do you carry your dough?
Look, in my right shoe. But look, mister, I was invited to a party in this house. I'm not even supposed to be out here.
Get that shoe off.
Gee, it's raining. I'll get my foot wet. Now, please.
All right, buddy. Off with that shoe.
Now, look, mister. Mister, if I take this shoe off, I'll never get it back on again. I haven't got my button hook with me. Now, please, go away, will you?
Come on, give me your toe.
But listen, buddy, this isn't fair. I wouldn't have been here at all if Don Wilson had taken my advice.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. If I told him once, I told him 1,000 times. Call up your wife, Don. 5 people barging in on the little woman. It's an imposition. Call her up. Call her up.
What are you listening to? No. He had to be a wise guy. A smarter. 1,000 times. The Jack Benny program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsburg, George Balzer, John Packerberry, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks.